Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the national stage, a lot of political noise being made again by Hillary Clinton. This time, she's being a little critical of one of the Democrats running for office. Aaron Katursky here joining us with more. Aaron, Tulsi Gabbard, the subject of an attack from Clinton over the weekend.
Yeah, it's really weird one, too, because she suggested that Russian operatives might be grooming Congresswoman Gabbard for a run outside the Democratic Party as a third-party candidate. It was a sentiment that was offered without any evidence, but it think reflects a fear that many Democrats have as they continue to look backwards for lessons that they worry could apply in 2020.
It was somewhat of an odd target, too, for Hillary Clinton to make, because Tulsi Gabbard, you look at all the polling that's been going on. I mean, she didn't qualify for one debate, barely qualified for the previous debates. I mean, not exactly the person making the most waves, but now, on the heels of this, her fundraising has gotten quite a bit of an uptick.
I mean, it's weird, right? I mean, because basically Clinton seems to be repeating a conspiracy theory, and there doesn't seem to be any mainstream evidence that there's any truth to this. I mean, Gabbard has certainly come under criticism for meeting with Bashar al-Assad of Syria, for a foreign policy outlook that takes Americans away from any of their traditional roles, but that isn't to say that the Russians are steering her or wanting her to run as a third party candidate. Now the fear, though, that I think that kind of sentiment comes from is a very real one for Democrats. They're really concerned about election manipulation, be it by the Russians or someone else, but specifically the Russians. And they're also concerned, I think, about a lack of enthusiasm. Mainstream Democrats just don't have it right now. All of that enthusiasm was on display, right here in New York City over the weekend. 26,000 people came out to see Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You just don't get that at a Joe Biden rally.
Right. Well, Aaron, we appreciate the update. That's Aaron Katursky on the latest of what's going on in the Democratic race. Hillary Clinton lobbing an attack over at Tulsi Gabbard. And all of a sudden, look at Tulsi Gabbard raises a lot more money. Not a coincidence there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.